Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
6:44, 16 till 7. LSU may not be atop the SEC, but they're going to be tied for first place. Texas A&M idle if they beat the Ole Miss Rebels. Jeff Palermo joins us now, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. How you doing, Jeff?
I'm doing well, Tommy. Big game Saturday
yes,
night.
Yes, sir. Big weekend. Getting psyched up. And I'm not that old, but I still loved LSU playing Ole Miss on the Halloween weekend. It was just right. You know what I'm saying?
It is. You're right about that, but this is still a very pivotal game, and it comes at a good point for LSU because they are coming off a bye week. Meanwhile, for Ole Miss, this is the second consecutive game that they are playing on the road. I think the Tigers may be a little bit more healthy coming into this game, but LSU has its share of injuries as well. And I think a test to see where LSU is at since we last saw them go up against a really good team, and that was in the season opener against USC. Now, people might question whether USC is really good, but this is LSU's biggest test since that season opening game against the Trojans. It'll be interesting to see how much improvement LSU has made since that game.
You know, along those lines, the two USCs play each other. Who wins, do you think?
I don't know on that one, Tommy. I'm not exactly sure.
Because LSU played them both.
Yeah, yeah.
Struggled against both in different ways, but Tim says Trojans. I don't know if the Trojans were to play the Gamecocks. That's what Tim says. First of all, it's the 100th anniversary tomorrow night in Tiger Stadium. They're celebrating it. That's got to be a big advantage, I would think, because hopefully it'll keep the crowd there, keep the crowd hyped up.
Yeah, Tiger Stadium, when it is at full capacity and it's a big game, I don't think there's another venue like it in sports. You know, when they're playing South Alabama, it's just a stadium. I don't want to say it's just a stadium, but it loses its magic. But this is what the game, these kind of games, and LSU will get a couple more of these before the season is over with when they play Alabama, and if they're still in the playoff hunt or in playoff contention, I think that Oklahoma game at the end of the year will also have the same kind of hype, the same kind of juice. But when you have a game like this in October, when the weather will be, warm in the day, but it'll be perfect at night, and you got a big-time opponent, and it's a top-10 matchup, this is where the stadium really comes alive. I mean, LSU has been very good on Saturday night here recently. In fact, Brian Kelly's 12-0 in Saturday night games in Death Valley during his time at LSU. So, and Ole Miss has struggled in Baton Rouge. They have not played well here. I mean, a couple of years ago, Ole Miss came in riding high. I believe they were undefeated when the Tigers played them in 2022 in Brian Kelly's first year here, and LSU took care of them. There was a high-scoring game between these two teams at the end of the year in that COVID year where both teams were going up and down the field, much like last year in Oxford. So, the Rebels, I think this is a signature game as well for them. I mean, they beat LSU last year, but we all know about LSU's problems on defense. This year, this would be a huge win for Lane Kiffin and the Ole Miss Rebels. I think they're still, Ole Miss fans are really excited about Lane Kiffin, and he's done some great things there, and they've won a lot of games. In fact, since I think 2021, they have the third most victories in the SEC. Going on the road and winning a game in Baton Rouge on a Saturday night would be one of the biggest wins for Lane Kiffin during his time at Ole Miss.
They haven't won in Baton Rouge since 2008, I think it is, right?
Yeah, that sounds about right, yeah.
And, you know, you talk about the 6:30 kickoff, and as I said earlier in the week, the sun has found its home in the western sky, man. I'm going to tell you what. Talk about Jackson Dart, Jeff.
Yeah. He's really good. I mean, he's a good football player. I mean, he's been around for a while, a guy that started at USC. Now this is his third year starting at Ole Miss. And when you look at his numbers, he's got one of the, he's got some of the best numbers in all of college football. In fact, Pro Football Focus has him ranked as the highest quarterback right now as far as what he's been doing, as far as the statistics that he has been putting up. He's a guy that can run the ball a little bit as well, but is a guy that has – he's kind of seen it all. I mean, he's an experienced quarterback in the Southeastern Conference, runs Lane Kiffin system very well. He's tough. I think this is a big game in my mind as far as who – which defense can get more pressure on the opposing quarterback. Can LSU get Jackson Dart off of his spot? Can Ole Miss really pressure Garrett Nussmeier? The Rebels come into this game. They got the most sacks in the Southeastern Conference. While LSU, other than that game against South Carolina, has done a really good job in protecting Garrett Nussmeier. So we'll see if that is able to continue on Saturday night. But this is one of the top quarterbacks in the Southeastern Conference. I don't think he's going to win a Heisman this year, you know, unless Ole Miss really goes off and he has some huge games, including on Saturday night. But he's one of the best in college football this season, that's for sure.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back to be clear. Jackson Dart came from the Trojans, not the Gamecocks, as we talk about USC back and forth. I want to talk about Ole Miss and a receiver they could be without. Also, yeah. I want you to compare and contrast Garrett Nussmeier and Jackson Dart.
Okay.
And we'll talk about some more stuff when we return with Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. It's going to be nuts in Tiger Stadium tomorrow night. It's going to be a big night for LSU football. 6:50, 10 till 7. Traffic now, WWL. 6:54, 6 till 7. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network news director. Big game for the Tigers. Against Ole Miss, you can get it started early as
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Matter of fact, coverage begins here at 2 o'clock. Mike Dettelier, Herb Tyler, former Tigers quarterback for Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Live from Acme Oyster House in Baton Rouge, presented by MAP Construction. Great time with Mike and Herb. A lot of insight. Acme's got 16 surround sound TVs, great drink specials, plus life's more fun with seafood. Catch LSU pregame at 4:30. Kickoff with Chris Blair and Jacob Hester at 6:30. Again, I would suggest you turn down the TV and turn up the radio because you get a more inside view of the Tigers, just like you do with the Saints. Tigers-Rebels, 10 hours, exciting football coverage tomorrow starting at 2 on WWL and a free Odyssey app. We're taking a preview with Jeff Palermo. Jeff, somebody texting in, everyone entering Tiger Stadium Saturday night gets a special wristband that lights up for a special light show. You know?
Yes, it's going to be an LED wristband. For those that have been fortunate enough to, say, go to a Taylor Swift concert or maybe a Coldplay concert, you're pretty familiar with this, and I would imagine some other musical acts do this as well, but it's a wristband, and it's choreographed to light up in a different way, blink or whatever, however it goes, and it's going to start during the pregame, during some of the songs that the band is playing mm-hmm. in the pregame, and it's also, or not only the band, but some of the music that's played as the team is warming up during halftime. Of course, some of the songs that are going to be played during the game. Of course, calling Baton Rouge in between the third and fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. And LSU is also asking you not to exchange the wristband with somebody else inside the Tiger Stadium. Like if you got a friend in another section, well, I'll get. Don't do that because it's the wristbands. It's actually
coordinated, right?
Coordinated yeah. so much that it's based on the section that you're sitting. So it will be a light show that Tiger Stadium has never seen before. Just adding to what will be an awesome atmosphere for the game tomorrow night.
It seems like the high-tech version of those old card things they used to do, and you wouldn't want a red card where the white cards are in the section, right? Remember how people used to flip the cards?
I think I got what you're saying, Tommy. Right. I guess what I'm telling you is you don't have to worry about turning on your flashlight on your phone, okay? Right. This is going to be a little bit more sophisticated than that.
If you watch old movies, they used to give everybody a card, and the people in the entire side of the stadium would hold a card one way, and then I guess they'd flip it the other way in the old movies or whatever. I don't know. I'm guessing, but who knows? Let's talk about Ole Miss and wide receivers. They produced A.J. Brown, D.J. Metcalf, Trey Harris, we lost, out of Louisiana, goes to Ole Miss from Lafayette. 6'3", 210. Is he going to play, and what kind of receiver is he? What kind of challenge is he going to present for the LSU defense?
Well, LSU couldn't figure out how to defend him last year. He busted out for 8 catches, 153 yards, a touchdown, and it's questionable whether he plays. He got hurt in the South Carolina game last week, did not return, and when you look at what he has done this season, I mean, they've played 6 games. He has caught 52 passes for 885 yards. I mean, that's a season for a lot of guys.
He's a busy guy.
I mean, 52 catches. The second leading receiver for Ole Miss, Caden Lee, has just 18. So the whole offense, especially with the passing game, has really revolved around Trey Harris. Who has just been, he's one of the best receivers in the country. I mean, that's how you describe him. I mean, he's that good. A lot of people thought he would come out last year and go into the NFL draft, so it was a bit of a surprise that he came back this season after having a really good year last year, and he's been outstanding. Now, as you mentioned, a Louisiana kid would love to play in this game. I don't know. It's a question mark. But it's not like, though, if he doesn't play, it's not like they don't have anybody else. I mean, Antoine Wells Jr., he's known as Juice. He had a terrific career at South Carolina before transferring to Ole Miss, and then actually he got hurt his last year at South Carolina, but 2 years ago he was really good. Caden Lee is another good wide receiver that they have. He's been quiet the last few weeks. I mean, he got off to a really good start this season, and then really since the offense has been revolving around Trey Harris, he's been quiet, but he's a guy that could be a big part of this offense. So just because no Trey Harris, that doesn't mean that Ole Miss is still not going to be able to put up points on Saturday.
You keep saying Caden makes me think of Caden Durham. What do we know about him?
Probable. Looks like he's ready to go. So we'll see if he's just as effective and as fast as he was in that game against South Alabama.
This guy is a legitimate track star that could be on the LSU track team. And as we've said, LSU's got a pretty good track team.
They have an outstanding track team. Hopefully it's not a track meet this Saturday. Maybe a little bit more defense than what we saw last year, Tommy.
Hope so. Jeff, you got a prediction?
I'm leaning LSU. I think the game falls on the schedule a little bit better for LSU coming off the bye, and the fact that Trey Harris might not play, I think that gives a big edge to LSU.
Saturday night, Death Valley. You don't want to miss it. Thank you, Jeff Palermo. We appreciate it. Your time. WWL.com, Louisiana Network News Director. We'll come back. We're going to talk to Jacques Thibodeau, Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, about how GOSEP's helping those impacted by Hurricanes Helene and Milton.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.